News Talk, 94.9, WSJM-FM, Benton Harbor, St. Joseph. Depend on us.
WSJM News Time, 6 o'clock, it's 28. News Talk 94.9, WSJM News Now begins with your forecast. Partly sunny, high today of 28. Temps will be falling slowly throughout the day. Clear and cold down to 15 tonight, and then partly sunny, high tomorrow, 30. With Sandy Lieberg in for Pat Moody, I'm Ray Gustafson. The news this morning brought to you by May Oberfell Lorber. Accessible, experienced, versatile. Visit maylorber.com. And here's your top story at 6.
The final goodbye to former Michigan Congressman John Dingell has been given at Holy Trinity Catholic Church in Washington, D.C. Hundreds of colleagues, friends, family, and more packed the church yesterday. Congressman Fred Upton, who wasn't able to attend Dingell's funeral in Dearborn on Tuesday due to the ice storm, spoke first.
I treasured our relationship for more than 40 years. Our offices were across the hall. And for years, we would stroll together to cast literally thousands of votes. And when you asked him how he was, he had the standard phrase, always better for seeing you. He always said that.
Dingell died last Thursday at 92. He served 59 years in Congress, longer than anyone else in history. The World War II veteran will be buried at Arlington National Cemetery.
Senator Gary Peters slamming the Environmental Protection Agency's newly released PFAS action plan. Peters tells us the plan announced yesterday falls far short of what he'd been expecting.
Basically, the report they put out today was a report saying that they're going to look at it further and may put another report out in the future. That's unacceptable. We need to have a standard. We need to have a standard now.
Peters said there is a wealth of information on PFAS that could establish an acceptable standard for the chemicals in drinking water as opposed to an advisory. In a statement yesterday, Peters said the EPA's announced plan makes it even clearer to me that this administration will continue to delay action for as long as possible. He told us he'll continue to put pressure on the EPA and the administration to get action on protecting Americans from PFAS.
The Barron County Health Department is receiving a state grant of $250,000 to pay for water filters it's giving out to residents of Benton Harbor. Following this discovery of elevated lead levels in homes last year, Health Department spokesperson Jillian Conrad tells us the filters for lead are now available to all city residents for free. The grant program was made available by the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services following the Flint water crisis.
These funds will be used directly to purchase water filters. And we do have two different varieties that we're providing to residents depending on their sink type and their particular needs, as well as water filter cartridge replacements.
Conrad says the demand for filters has been high, with more than 1,200 so far being given out. Everyone in Benton Harbor is advised to get one just to be sure their water is safe until city work to resolve the issue is finished. Conrad says you can flush your water for 5 minutes before using it, but the filters are good to have as well. There will be filter distribution events today and next Wednesday and Friday. Locations available at WSJM.com.
The Berrien County Road Department is applying a new strategy when it comes to road maintenance and repairs. Director Jason Latham tells us they've developed an asset management plan as the department works toward getting more of the county's 1,500 miles of roads in better shape.
Going towards making sure that 75% of the roads in Barron County, the primary road and local road network, is in either fair or good condition by 2029.
Right now, most of the roads are rated poor. Latham says much work went into drafting a 3-year asset management plan, which prioritizes which roads to fix and when, while keeping track of all road department resources. The plan focuses on keeping good roads in good shape and staying on top of the most traveled.
Highlights a few coming up in 2019. So Napier Avenue, Red Arrow Highway, those are a couple projects that are on the larger scale.
The new 3-year asset management plan is mandated by the state to ensure the county road department is making a coordinated, unified effort to improve the roads. The Barron County Board of Commissioners approved the plan this week.
Barron County Administrator Bill Wolf has received positive remarks from the Barron County Board of Commissioners. Personnel Committee Chair Bill Chickering announced this week Wolf's annual performance review has been completed. Each of the 12 commissioners got to rate Wolf's performance in several categories. Chickering told us Wolf was found to exceed expectations.
A 3.7 out of a scale of 0 to 5, 5 being the best. It's across 6 different categories of activity, and each has 5 or 6 sub-questions.
The rated categories include budgeting, management of county business, management of departments, personnel, staff development, and communications. The positive rating means a resolution will come soon to give Wolf a 2% raise, the same as other non-union county employees, and a one-year contract extension that would take Wolf through the end of 2020. He has been county administrator since 2005.
The National Weather Service in Grand Rapids has extended the flood warning for southeastern Ionia County until 1:30 this afternoon. Flooding continues in downtown Portland between Lansing and Grand Rapids. National Weather Service hydrologist Andy Dixon in Grand Rapids says the ice jam has been there since last Wednesday.
There's been some minor fluctuations of water levels both up and down since then, as can be expected with ice jams, but more or less the ice jam that's causing the problems is holding, it's remaining in place.
Governor Whitmer has declared a state of emergency for the county, which authorizes the Michigan State Police, Emergency Management, and Homeland Security Division to coordinate state efforts above and beyond what has already been done in conjunction with local agencies. WSJM News Time 6:06. It's 28. Yesterday on Wall Street, the Dow was down 103, NASDAQ up 6, S&P 500 down 7. Details in 20 minutes. Up next in WSJM News, state police putting out another warning about the latest email scam.
The whole is greater than its parts. That's May Oberfell Lorber, Northern Indiana's oldest law firm, with individual attorneys coming together as a team to meet your complex legal challenges. Our team is dedicated to advising you on a broad range of legal matters, focused on positive outcomes, finding quick and effective resolutions to your legal disputes, whether it be assisting you in estate planning, real estate, personal injuries, business transactions, employment issues, or litigation. May Oberfell Lorber will provide prompt, effective representation. We're your neighbors, your friends, your local team with offices in Mishawaka and Southwest Michigan. May Oberfell Lorber, here when you need us, because we're part of the community, coming together to take the complicated out of your life. Accessible, experienced, versatile. Visit maylorber.com.
WSJM News Time, 6:07, it's 28. Michigan State Police are advising everyone about an email scam that's been making the rounds. MSP says it's been hearing about an increase in emails containing malicious links or attachments sent to businesses and individuals. They've had subject lines that include words like invoice or receipt. And the email contains an attachment or link to download a PDF, MS Word, or Excel document containing malware. Recent infections have been a result of a virus which has been known to steal contact information from email address books. It also could steal passwords and spread to other computers in a network. Michigan State Police remind everyone to treat emails with attachments with extra care. Don't open an attachment unless you're certain who it's from and that it's safe. Also, don't follow links that are emailed to you.
Divers have recovered the body of a snowmobiler who drove into open water on a lake in western Michigan. Sergeant Joel Roon of the Kent County Sheriff's Office said the body of a 29-year-old Joseph Brown was found yesterday afternoon in water 50 to 60 feet deep in Lincoln Lake in Spencer Township. Roon said searchers used sonar-equipped underwater robots, then an underwater camera, before divers recovered his body. The search for Brown began Wednesday night when another snowmobiler reported Brown had apparently driven into open water.
The president says he'll declare a national emergency after not getting enough border wall funding from Congress.
It's not an emergency, what's happening at the border.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi immediately challenging the president's plan to declare a national emergency in order to take money that he wants to build a border wall. Republican Senator Lindsey Graham supports the move.
He will go the national emergency route because he has to.
Many members of Mr. Trump's own party are against that end run around Congress, though it's not clear if they will join the House Democrats and stop it. Andy Field, ABC News, Washington.
Lawmakers reacting to former acting FBI Director Andrew McCabe, who said in a new interview that he contemplated trying to remove President Trump from office.
Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman Lindsey Graham says he wants McCabe to appear before the committee. McCabe told CBS that he discussed with other top DOJ officials the possibility of invoking the 25th Amendment to the Constitution to remove the president.
I'd like to know what happened. I mean, you're having a conversation about whether or not you're going to invoke the 25th Amendment. So I would imagine if the shoe were on the other foot, my Democratic colleagues would want to know about that conversation.
Invoking the 25th Amendment requires the support of the vice president and the majority of the cabinet. Ali Rogan, ABC News, Capitol Hill.
Delays, cancellations, and time on the tarmac, they've become the norm for flying these days. The time you lose, you may never get back, but you might be able to recoup some of the money.
We're heading into a long weekend, and if you're flying somewhere, you may find yourself on the tarmac.
There are more aircraft in the air in the system than ever before. And as a result, the system is more full than it's ever been.
Analyst Julian Mark Hill with the website The Points Guy says you're out of luck as far as the time you lost, but not necessarily the money.
Book your ticket with a credit card that provides for reimbursement if you are delayed and miss a connection. Some of the most popular cards are available with that kind of protection. Make sure you take advantage of it if you have it.
Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Now the scoreboard on News Talk 94.9. Men's college basketball last night, it was Kent State over Western Michigan, 82-63. On the women's side, Wisconsin beat Michigan State, 79-62. Michigan beat Indiana, 67-58. For these and other stories, log on to WSJM.com. News Talk 94.9, WSJM, depend on us. News Time now, 610. Up next, WSJM weather you can depend on. Brought to you by Signature Toyota Hyundai Mitsubishi. Signature Dealer Group, looking for certified ASE certified technicians. Text Bill Crowder now at 269-580-8410.
This is your Shamrock Impact Update, informing you of the ways in which